Well, today we have a guest joining us here in our studios as we talk a little bit about the Cass County Meals on Wheels program. Deb Lamb is with us. She's the current president of the Cass County Meals on Wheels group. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
Appreciate
me.
Appreciate it. You bet. 50 years of Meals on Wheels in Cass County. Yeah. That's a nice milestone.
It is a nice milestone, and that's why we wanted to celebrate it and recognize that it's been going well for that long, and it's just kind of sneaks up on you all of a sudden. You've been doing something like that for that long.
So. Absolutely. Well, and of course, it all starts by recognizing a need in a community, mm-hmm. and I assume that's how this got started.
Yeah, back in 1973, on May 5th to be exact, there was a group in Atlantic at that time called the Leopards, and they were a community betterment group. And so that group they presented that, and so the ball got rolling, and They had an organizational meeting in July of 73, and they had a board of directors meeting already in August of 73, and they were incorporated in September of 74. So they, they kind of got right on it and kept going and got going really pretty quickly. So at that point, then it was a county-wide thing, though. And since then, we've gone down to just... each town in the county has their own, if they have one. And our group particularly, even though we're called Cass County Meals on Wheels, we just serve the Atlantic area right now. So, but the first delivery was made in October 15th of 1973, and they have been going strong ever since then.
Wow, so. Very good. You would think it would be hard to keep something like that going for a long period of time. It was whipped up really incredibly mm-hmm. fast.
Very fast.
I've been involved in a lot of things where we had ideas, but the implementation takes a lot longer mm-hmm. sometimes, mm-hmm. especially when you look at an organization like this that, A, you got no money, going to have to find some funding because you're going to need product, obviously, and you got to find volunteers and mm-hmm. people to help out. That's a lot.
Yeah. It was a lot, but there was a lot of people that were involved to start it, too. Being it was countywide, there was a lot of the people who were, the churches were involved, the nursing homes were involved, the hospital was involved. So there was a lot of people, and I think they just quickly identified the need that it was something that really needed to happen here. I looked back and Meals on Wheels in general started in the United Kingdom during World War II after the Blitzkrieg, but they didn't start in this country until January of 1954. So, it's a relatively new thing if you want to look at it that way, but so that it'd been going, and I think the fact that people just said, yeah, we need to have the same thing here, and so they got it organized really quickly. So.
You bet. Talk a little bit about the funding. Where do you source the funding for this?
Well, right now, funding for us comes from donations, the cost of the meals, the meal price we charge people. And then we do get a grant from the Board of Supervisors every year. So, but that's our primary need of method of funding at this point in time. Donations are a big part of it. We... right now, we're not charging the full cost of the meal that we are incurring. We get our meals from Heritage House, so we pay them a certain amount per meal. But we're not passing that entire cost on to the person getting the meal just because we had funds that we felt we could subsidize it for a while and see how it goes. A lot of the people that we serve are on very fixed incomes, and so if they themselves don't have another source of payment, then it's difficult for them. Although we don't turn anybody down if they can't pay, we try to work out something as to how much they can pay so that they can still get a meal.
Mm-hmm. Most people hear Meals on Wheels and they think it's for the older citizens mm-hmm. in the community. Is that primarily it, or is it anybody who's homebound?
Anybody that's homebound. A lot of them are elderly, but anybody who's disabled, anybody who's at this point in time, at some point in time, is having had a knee replacement, or you had something that you can't get up and walk around quite as easily, and you just need a meal for even 2-3 weeks or something like that. There's really used to be, when they first started very, very far back, they had to have a doctor's referral. You had to have a doctor say, yeah, you needed this. Now you just call up and say, I'd like meals for a while, and we'll bring them.
Make it happen.
Make it happen, yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing is, aside from the funding, the volunteers. Because you need folks to be able to transport those meals out to the folks that need them. Mm-hmm. Have you had a good stream of folks over the years?
We've had a really good stream of volunteers. A lot of people have volunteered for a long time. I myself started in the mid-90s driving. And people, we just have a lot of people who've been driving for years and years and years, and people then who step up when others have to, you know, can't drive anymore, then we have had others. So we're always looking for volunteers because, you know, there's always the time that somebody, you know, can't, or we have snowbirds who go away. So then we have to kind of fill in for that when they're gone and stuff. But yeah, it's been remarkable. And this volunteer dinner that we're having now on October 11th, we've held that every year since 1974. So there's been a volunteer recognition dinner every year for the drivers and the board members and stuff. So it's really been quite nice to recognize all those folks over the years.
Yeah.
So.
Who delivers the volunteer dinner?
Actually, sometimes the board makes it. But then
I think the board should deliver it to the volunteers' homes just to fit right in there.
Yeah.
No, it's nice that you have folks, and you appreciate people who've been with you for a long, long period of time. But even people who've been with a short period of time who can fill in here and there, they're all appreciated.
Exactly. Even if they drive once a month, it's helpful. Or even if, in my case right now, I'm a substitute driver. I don't have a regular day or a regular route. Whenever she need somebody because somebody's ill or had to go someplace else, she might call me. I delivered this morning, in fact, because somebody had to not be there, so she calls and I'd go deliver a route. So
For folks who aren't terribly familiar with the program, is it one meal a day?
One meal a day for 5 days a week. We Monday through Friday, one meal a day. We do frozen meals also. People can get frozen meals delivered on Friday if they would like to have something over the weekend or just have some other meals too. They can purchase frozen meals. But for the hot meal, it's just every Monday through Friday, one at noonish, 11 to 12.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone would like to perhaps volunteer to help drive, what's expected of them?
Basically, we assume that the state of Iowa has given you a driver's license. You have a reliable vehicle, and you're friendly, and you like people, and you don't mind giving up half hour, 45 minutes of your time, maybe one day a week, or maybe one day every 2 weeks to take a route and drive around and give a meal to somebody. And we, you know, we check on them when we deliver the meal, but it's not, you know, it's a short conversation or whatever. But you really do get to, if you take a regular route and you do the same route over and over again, you really do get to become friends with some of the people that you deliver to, too. So there are sometimes the route takes a little longer if you visit a little longer with each person. But in general, half hour, 45 minutes will take care of a route. So,
yeah, it doesn't have to be just a drop-off service.
No.
It can be a little bit of whatever you want it to be.
Right, right.
And it's nice because in some cases that might be the only human contact some folks have.
That's exactly right. There are some days that I'm sure that some of these people don't see a lot of other people or talk to them, and so it's just nice to have somebody to say hi to and, you know, talk to a little bit. So.
Yeah, in our mobile society nowadays where folks don't necessarily live where they grew up, they may not have any family lives close by who could regularly kind of check in on them and things.
That's
so sometimes you're filling that role.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we're kind of their first line of defense, so to speak, sometimes, you know. But and the thing about food, too, you know, we know we have to eat it because nutritionally our bodies tell us we have to have food. But there's another thing about food that's also social, or it's also, you know, it's something for our spirit, too. And so to have someone come and at least give them a smile and say, how are you today? I think it helps the spirit as well as the stomach sometimes.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So no regrets. You've had a great experience through this.
I have had no regrets at all. It's a wonderful experience, and I'll keep driving as long as car goes, I guess.
Well, and you kind of touched on it too, that appreciation dinner that's coming up in October. Anyone who's ever participated in the Meals on Wheels program over the years is invited to be a part of it.
Exactly. That's what we kind of, like I said, we want to make this a big celebration as to the fact that we've had this going. And so we're sending out invitations, but we don't necessarily know that we've caught all of the people who've ever driven for us or been on the board or anything like that. So we're asking if somebody anybody has done that, to get in touch with us, and we'd sure love them to come. It's October 11th at Heritage House at 6 p.m.
So, very good. Mm-hmm. And if someone would like to volunteer, looking for something that, that would be fulfilling and something that they can handle, is this always open?
Always open. Sue Mosier is our director at the current time, and she has her office based at Heritage House. And so we can call and talk to Sue, and she'd be more than happy to get you signed up both ways, either to get a meal or to drive a meal. Either way, she's our contact person. So
yeah, very good. Well, it's after 50 years, here you are reintroducing us to the Meals on Wheels program.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If anybody would like more information,
they can talk to me, talk to Sue. We have 9 board members. It's a board member is a 3-year term, and so we, you know, rotate through that, but any of the board members and stuff too. But LaVon Eblin, who obviously worked here and maybe well acquainted, or your listeners may know quite well, she was one of the very first ones who helped establish this program. So she's hopefully going to speak to us a little bit at our meeting too. So
very good. It's always nice to be able to find all that history.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Well, if you're looking for something that will keep you busy, make a few friends, and make you feel good about doing something in your community, this might be for you then.
Yes,
very good.
Exactly.
Give them a call.
Yes.
Deb, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And congratulations on the 50 years and many more.
Thank you very much.